Good evening, everyone. This is The State of Synth. My name is Dennis G, and you're listening to Night Ride FM. We are here for our very first debut episode. We would like to thank you for listening. We are here to deliver the hard-hitting news in one way, shape, or form. We are with my main man, Neon Fox. How you doing tonight, Neon?
I'm doing all right. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for being here. And we are here just to talk about the synthwave news. This is The State of Synth, and this is our debut episode. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead in to our top story. This week's our top story of the evening. Synthwave blogger Iron Skullet is now commissioning reviews for prices upwards of $200. Yes, Iron Skullet currently accepting commissions for synthwave album reviews. And we do have a little bit of news on the subject. We have our man on the scene, Vasto Vlad, who is going to tell us a little bit more about what's going on at the mansion.
This is Vasto Vlad live on the scene. I'm standing outside of Scarlet Mansion, where a group of angry protesters are carrying signs saying, "You are an aluminium can," or "Review this," followed by obscene gestures dedicated to Iron Skullet, I presume. One man has even been seen peeing on his gate. On the other side of the fence, Iron Skullet is just standing in the garden in what appears to be a robe and flip-flops painting, and being totally immune to what is going on. He doesn't show any reaction at all, Dennis. He's just painting and training his voice, it seems, with opera-type sounds. From this distance, I can't really tell if he's on key, but it does sound very strange. He is also surrounded by some kind of devices that I believe he uses to add a lo-fi filter effect to his voice. Anyway, this is definitely an interesting event in the synthwave scene, and I'll keep you up to date with what is happening here. Back to you, Dennis.
All right, well, thank you, Vasto Vlad, our roving reporter right there on the scene, and we will definitely keep you up with the news as it breaks. Moving on into our next story. In other news, Pattern Shifts, Rite of the Renouncer, ebook and audiobook now available on all major platforms. And oh my God, I think he just changed the game. This is Pattern Shift. I don't know if you ever heard of Pattern Shift, but tell us a little bit about Pattern Shift, Mr. Fox.
Well, I was introduced to him, I guess, last year when I first heard some of his tracks.
Yeah.
And with every track he released, he had a story to tell. I had no idea that an ebook was coming and an audiobook. So this is pretty incredible.
Yeah, I really think he's just kind of changing the game with this whole thing. And I tell you, I did a review for him maybe about a year ago, and you know, this guy came up and he's like, "Yeah, we got some cool space music and stuff like that." I'm like, "Yeah, that's cool. You know, everyone does space music, but I did like it, and I put a couple things together for our sister site." But I tell you what, like, he just took that whole concept and ran with the whole thing. I was just absolutely blown away. In fact, I checked out his. Have you checked out his audiobook yet?
Not yet. I was gonna do it tomorrow.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. And what formats are? Let's see. Spotify. Let's see. SoundCloud, iTunes. And yeah, he's on the ebook as well. So if you can read the ebooks, then that's just amazing too.
Simply amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Now Vascania Prime. Do you know a little bit about the story of Vascania Prime?
No, I don't.
It's actually really cool. It's kind of like he's basically out and he's terraforming this Vascania Prime, and it's just a tale about a voyage from Earth to this place where they're just trying to grow life, and it's just amazing stuff. So if you can, just check out his music, but definitely if you're in it for the story, definitely is the way to go to check out some really, really cool stuff.
Yeah, he's definitely changed the game.
Yeah, Yeah, so that is our second in the news story. And we do want to go into, real quick, before we go into touring news, we want to tell you a little bit about the weather right now. And we're going to try to do our weather forecast for tomorrow. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with palm trees and slight breeze coming in from the northwest. The temperature will be about 74 degrees, I wish. But some real-time temperatures right now, 39 in Toronto. That's where you are, Neon, right?
Yep, that's right. It's not so bad considering the weather we had a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, it's getting
there. I'm still waiting for summer.
It's getting there. That 74 degrees is going to be coming soon enough. And it is 34 in Helsinki, Finland. That's Fahrenheit because I'm American. Even though everyone else is from, like, you know, everywhere else. I can't understand Celsius. Hamburg, Germany, where Perturbator just played, I guess, a couple of hours ago. It is 33 degrees. So that is our weather for this evening. Moving on.
Well, there's a concert going on in Hamburg, Germany right now.
Is there a concert? Which concert is that?
I believe it's Perturbator.
Oh, yes. Perturbator. Yeah.
Perturbator and Dan Terminus tonight in Hamburg.
Oh, is it Dan Terminus too?
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. I know he's going to be coming to New York, and we're trying to get everyone together. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. I might be going to New York the week afterwards, but, oh, man, Perturbator in concert. That has to be awesome. Have you seen him in concert yet?
Oh, yeah. I saw him a couple of years ago, and his light show is just incredible.
Really?
So those lights with that music, and, you know, you're on a natural high.
Yeah, definitely. I saw Carpenter Brut, which I guess it's kind of like your dark synth vibe, and they had the huge screen up on the wall, and the light show was just absolutely phenomenal. So if you can get out to see Perturbator, yeah, definitely do that. And so what shows have you seen besides, what was the most recent show that you've seen?
Ooh, well, the most recent one, I guess. Oof. Now I gotta think back. Well, let's see. Back last October, Toronto was lucky to get whacked with a bunch of shows. We had FM84 with Ollie Ride.
Oh yeah.
And we had Dance with the Dead, of course. They never stopped touring. And we had the Midnight back-to-back shows. And then, you know, I gotta mention some of the artists that were opening for some of these artists. We had Michael Oakley opening up for FM84, and we had Mellow Fields, a Toronto local, and Lamatos opening for Dance with the Dead. So yeah, it was a pretty good high that October.
Yeah, I definitely. I bet it was.
Yeah, I've seen Carpenter. We've been lucky to have Carpenter Brut, Perturbator, swing by. Calm Trues plays in Toronto frequently.
Yeah, that actually, let's lead on into our next segment here. We are going to talk about the touring news that is upcoming. So here it is. Touring news. And do you want to take the honors of this, Neon?
Sure. Well, the one I'm most excited about, July 6th in Toronto, Outland is bringing their show. So Outland Toronto 2019, and it's going to feature Time Cop 1983, FM Attack, Kallax, and then some local artists like Mike Lopley, Dana Jean Phoenix, Parallels, and Mecha Mako. So yeah, that's gonna be amazing, and they're gonna be screening Turbo Kid with music obviously by Lamatos.
Turbo Kid's early in the day. I love that movie.
Yeah, and I've heard that there might be a DeLorean on scene.
No way.
If that's supposed to be a secret or not.
Whoops.
The cat out of the bag.
Whoops. You heard it here first, folks. Wow.
Yeah.
I got too excited.
I know a lot of people in the synth fam out there are going to be showing up. So there'll be fans and artists alike showing up who will be on the dance floor.
That's awesome. I'm trying to get up there. I really am.
Yeah. I'll definitely be taking tons of selfies. I'll be that annoying idiot in the mask.
Nice, yes. We also have Tom Comtruse, wow, I said that backwards. He is kicking off his North American tour March 21st and 26th, beginning this weekend with multiple shows throughout California. Going to any Comtruse shows? I guess you just did one, right?
Yeah.
You can't go to them all.
I think he's got three shows in California over the next few nights, and then from there he's going to be hit New York, Philadelphia. Oh, he'll be all over the place.
Yeah.
He's going to be hitting Toronto as well.
Well, yeah. Toronto is just the place to be. I got to get up there. I really do, because
yeah, it
so
seems
many
to be turning into a nice hotspot for synthwave. I'm happy.
Yeah, you don't really have to go far to check out the shows.
Then again, though, the Midnight isn't going to be hitting Toronto again this year, so it looks like I'm going to be doing a little road trip down to Buffalo in June.
Hitting the tour bus, following the tour bus. That's that's what I did. I think I saw him twice. Twice, yeah.
Yeah, twice, back to back.
Yeah, I have a couple friends. I've seen him like more than like seven times, and we're trying to get him into a support group, but, you know.
Oh, man, yeah. I don't know. For artists like the Midnight, it's not hard to sell any of my friends. You send them a track or two.
Yeah, they kind of sell themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
We have Shredder 1984, Laser Punk in concert. They're going to be in Portland and New York, right?
They're going to be in Washington tonight with two Libras supporting them.
Oh, nice.
And then throughout the rest of the week, they're going to be in various places, Portland, New York, and they're going to be supported by Dream Reaper and Destroyer.
Oh, that sounds like a great lineup. Very nice. So that is our touring news. And speaking of touring, yeah, we're going to jump back and we're going to do a quick Michael Oakley track, because we're not just about the news. We're going to play some music too, because this is Synthwave Radio, man. Here is a little brand new Michael Oakley for you. Push It to the Limits.
Yeah.
All right, so that is a little Michael Oakley right there. So great stuff right there by him. He is such an awesome dude. I was really glad that I had some time to sit down and talk with him for his interview for his new album. So hopefully you are enjoying that. I'm sure you're enjoying that, right, Neon?
Oh, yeah. His album is incredible.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff that he did with Dana Jean and the key changes, it's phenomenal. Yeah.
So. Not only that, if you see the music video Left Behind, I mean, people on Twitter, you've seen me gif up his keytar playing there. It's just spectacular. It's so synthwave.
It is. It is. It's absolutely, absolutely dripping with 80s. And wait, hold on 1 second. We got some brand new news. This just in. After a short hiatus, Echo Synthetic is back, baby. Oh, yes. Yeah. You know Echo Synthetic, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm relatively new to the scene. I've only been in it for like 2 years, but I know all about him. And I also remember the drama he went through last year when he was getting DDoSed. His site was getting hammered, all kinds of stuff. And he had to go down for a little bit of a hiatus back then for about a month or two. I remember well.
Yeah, it's crazy sometimes. Like, just...
Oh, yeah. But he's back. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, and I think what it is, I think it takes a little bit of time to just kind of get a little bit of a breather. Sometimes you just need to get a refresher and just get ready to jump out there and come back in with a new burst of energy, and I think that's exactly what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And I do remember also Michael Oakley posted something on Facebook, a little blurb about people giving up or not being able to handle some of the challenges that life throws at you. I think it was in response to a few other artists who were complaining about possible bad reviews, this, that, or the other. But Michael Oakley's message, Echo Synthetic, sort of mentioned that on his Twitter post.
He did, yeah.
About how that message from Michael Oakley was sort of a galvanized him to come back.
And good for him. I mean, we're really glad. I was actually a little sad because... You know, it's really tough. Neo LA, I know they're kind of scaling down the work that they were doing over in California. Yep. And, you know, the whole Synthwave family, we really do care about each other. And, you know, if somebody's just getting overworked or stressed out or just not feeling it anymore, you know, you got to take that break. But, you know, we love when you come back.
You got to take care of number one.
Yeah, absolutely. You really do. But it's good to see Echo Synthetic. They are back, baby, and can't wait to read some of their reviews and articles. So, yeah, we're very excited about that. Going into our next segment is our very first Neon Fox Song of the Week. So,
all right.
Take it away.
Well, thank you. So this is by Ocillion.
I can never pronounce
that. It's called In the Company of Robots. Oh, yeah, Ocillion. I think I'm pronouncing it right.
Better than me.
So, yeah, it's called In the Company of Robots, and it's got sound bits in it that harken back to Disney's The Black Hole. I don't know if anybody remembers that from the late 70s, but it was a bit of a trip and pretty dark.
Wow.
And, this song, though, is just banging.
All right. So this is... The Neon Fox Song of the Week. And here it is, In the Company of Robots. Enjoy.
There are three basic types, Mr. Pizer: the wills, the won'ts, and the can'ts. The wills accomplish everything, the won'ts oppose everything, and the can'ts won't try anything.
Well, do us all a favor, Vincent, and try to be a can't, especially where that monster's concerned. We need you, not another corkscrew.
Hey. Look at that.
We'll be right back.
of your life in there.
I don't mean to sound superior, but I hate the company of robots.
So try and relax, have some fun. Remember what they say, all work and no play?
All sunshine makes a desert, so the Arabs say.
We've been in some scrapes before, and we're gonna get out of this one.
No need to fear. You're in safety.
And yes, that was In the Company of Robots by, what's their name again?
Oscillion.
I want to call it Oscillation, but I'm terrible with that.
I hope I'm saying it right, but yeah.
I know. That's always the thing, you know. You say it right, you say it wrong, mm-hmm. you get corrected, you know, you move on. It's all good. There's a lot of names out there. I couldn't even pronounce your name until we started the show, so...
Yeah, there you go.
I really suck. All right, so moving on into our next segment, we have our album charts. Yes, the Synthwave album charts. And yes, once again, to take it away, talking about our album placement here, the top five. Take it away, Neon.
Thank you very much. So for those that don't, there's a website called synthwavecharts.home.blog. They've been running now for 2 weeks, tracking some charts. People can submit whatever albums, whatever songs they like, and based on the votes. So let me read off right now the top five on the Synthwave album charts for you. Number five, In Time by Alpha Chrome Yayo and Danny Madigan. These two guys are from Ireland, and this track is amazing. Number four is Gallows by Miles Matrix. Also a very great track. It's so haunting. And number three, we've got Bend and Break by FM84 featuring Ollie Ride. At some point, I think I gotta just stop saying featuring Ollie Ride because he's part of the band now. And number two, we've got December Rose by Dark Smoke Signal. Such a cool track. And then at number one, here we have Station by Turbo Vice.
And with that, we're going to go ahead and we're going to give that a play. This is the number one track on the Synthwave album charts, Turbo Vice with Station. All right, once again, that is Turbo Vice with Station. That is our number one song on the Synthwave album charts for your listening pleasure. So, yeah, very, very cool tune. I like that. You like that tune, Neon?
I love it. I love it. And I also, he's got a new one out now. I think it's called Outlander.
Okay.
It's simply amazing.
I haven't heard that one yet, but I definitely will check it out. All right, we're just about getting ready to wrap it up our show, but we still have a few more segments here. We're going to move on into our new album releases. And once again, we're going to have Neon Fox take it away. What came out today, this week?
Thank you. Thank you. So, well, today we've got Millennium released his EP, Callio Mixtapes 2080, Volume 1. So Millennium Falk, he's from Finland, and just want everyone to know it's his birthday today.
Yay!
Yes, I guess that would be yesterday in Finland.
Yeah, right?
But yeah, such a great release, and I'm so happy for him. And
it's
just
great.
An FYI.
I love it.
He'll be playing live this Saturday with Levinsky.
Oh!
They've got a live show, and they're going to be live streaming it on Instagram and YouTube.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, check out their Twitter, check out their Facebook page, and you'll see what time to tune in on their first live gig together.
That is so cool.
In other releases, this Friday we've got Alpha Chrome Yeo, once again from Ireland. He's releasing his next track, and his skills with the electric guitar is just incredible. So his new track called Race Day, Cerberus 3000, Killing Time.
Oh, nice.
In brackets. He's keen on the brackets.
Yeah.
That comes out this Friday.
Oh, awesome.
And I believe tomorrow, or actually Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Moon,
well,
Raccoon, and Griff.
It is, but we are doing a very special ride release party. Yeah, we're going to do that tomorrow night at the same time, 9 o'clock. Very
awesome.
Excited. That is Moon Raccoon
awesome.
And Griff. Griff co-wrote the... pretty much the entire EP with Moon Raccoon, and they got some really, really good stuff. That song Ride that they're featuring on the EP is just phenomenal. In fact,
that's awesome.
There's some really, really good stuff. It's like four or five songs. There's one remix to Ride, and the song is amazing. Griff just does a fantastic job, and there's an awesome cover band of a guy that you might know. You know who the cover band is, right?
No.
Oh, and I can't remember the damn name because I suck. But I guarantee you it's all over Twitter, and it's a very, very, very cool redo, I guess you would say, cover of an old 80s song. So you're going to love it. What else have we got going on here?
Well, let's see. We've got Ethereal Delusions.
Yes.
A new album.
Out of Oregon, right?
It will be releasing on April 2nd. Yes, correct. Out of Oregon. And it's called Gravis.
Cool.
So that's something to look forward to. And then, let's see, this Friday we also have Future Cop from Manchester, England. His new album, Voltrana, is coming out this Friday, March 22nd. It's going to feature the vocals of Parallels from Toronto. They've already released several singles in the last couple of months. That should be really good. Now, something notable today, Quixotic from Budapest, Hungary, dropped an album, and I didn't even know it was coming, called Flamingo Drive-In, and it is amazing. And
really?
There's a track on there. Yeah, he's got a track on there where he's got a collab with Laserpunk.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Wow. This album is something to check out.
And, that's Synthwave, right? That's a Synthwave release?
Oh, it's Synthwave.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Because I know Synthwave's kind of like moving into a lot of territory. It's moving into new disco. I know Griff, he's also got an album coming out along with, besides the stuff that he did with Moon Raccoon. And it is like straight new disco, just jamming stuff. Millennium Falk has got that new disco French house type of feel. And I dig it.
Wow,
I really do.
This is why I love Synthwave. It can cover so many different sounds, right?
Yeah.
Whether you remember 1975 to 1995.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to tweak somebody's little nostalgic buttons. So I'm just going to rattle off four more here. Neoslave.
Yeah.
Yes. released an album called Auto Violator. So this is some hard, dark synth. Really powerful. If you like listening to serious bass and hard sounds in your headphones, then this kind of stuff is for you. And then one of my favorite, Color Theory, from California. He released his first single last Friday called Feral. And this is from his upcoming album. And it is an amazing track. His production is incredible, and his vocals just blend with his music so well.
Yeah, he's really good.
See. Yeah.
And how do you pronounce this?
Zayaz.
Zayaz.
I hope I'm pronouncing it, but he's from Toronto as well.
Oh, nice.
And he constantly is dropping amazing singles. And so he's got a new one out today, and it's called Swadad 2.
Oh, nice.
And finally, Daniel Deluxe, just before our show kicked off, dropped a track on Bandcamp called Overseer.
Nice.
So
Daniel Deluxe. Yeah, he's really good.
Oh, yeah. He was supposed to come visit with Perturbator in Toronto, and I guess couldn't get past the border for some reason or another.
Oh, no.
I'll never know.
You will never know that story.
But so, yeah, those are the notable releases to talk about this week.
Oh, very nice, very nice. So we got a lot of new albums coming out, new releases. And, yeah, once your release comes out, let us know if you have something coming out. Just send a tip. We do have an email address that is up and live right now. It is tipline at nightride.fm. You can send your Synthwave news, tips, whatever you got for us. And yeah, we're all about getting information out to the masses, letting you guys know what is going on. A couple of random topics just to kind of round out our show. And yeah, a couple of stories we're going to try to touch on here. This big one here, this is big news. This actually should have led up to one of our top stories. This is Megan McDuffie. She got on the front page of Bandcamp, right, Neon?
Oh, yeah. That was amazing. I mean, first, for the scene, that kind of exposure. And second of all, she deserved it. I mean, I tweeted this already, but she busted her hump in the last year. Maybe more, but all I know is she's been doing collaborations here, left, right, and center. And she released a cyberpunk album, Hostile Takeover.
Yeah. That's to a game, too, isn't it?
Yep.
That's awesome. I know Straplock did a game as well. I gotta get an upgrade on my PC. I really do.
Yeah, Straplock's release as well is just incredible. It's so powerful.
It's really,
really,
good.
Really high energy tunes.
Just makes you want to jump in a spaceship and just start blasting aliens.
Yeah, that makes me want to just replace all my body parts with cybernetic pieces.
Absolutely. All right, our next story here, NRW. What does that stand for?
New Retrowave.
Oh, yes, those guys.
Yeah.
And what's going on with those guys?
Well, let's see. It's they tweeted out that they're giving producers a chance to have their music featured in their upcoming horror doc called In Search of Darkness, which just looks amazing.
Oh, nice.
For during their next submission period, producers can submit tracks, and if you've got something that's, I guess, fits a horror documentary, go right ahead and submit it. New Retrowave is going to give you a chance to have your music featured in that doc.
Very nice, very nice. And I know, when are they opening the window? I guess pretty soon?
Oh, man. I should have looked that up.
Oh, I know.
You know what? It's
we're failing.
Usually you see it all over Instagram and Twitter because people are frustrated hitting refresh, refresh, refresh.
That's true. That is true. It's just a 4. Why is it not working? No, they actually, they get so many submissions. It's just mind-boggling. I can't even imagine how the server even stands up after they get hit.
Oh, yeah.
But
I'm always so happy, though, to see artists featured on their channel.
Yeah, yeah. Great, great stuff. They featured a few of my friends. They did King and Queen, I know, was one we were really excited about. Mm-hmm. With the Team Sweatwave, they have some new stuff coming up. They're putting out a whole Sweatwave album, which
I can't wait for that.
I can't even fathom like doing an entire Sweatwave album. I don't even know if that's been done before. I know they put together compilations before. In fact, New Retrowave did one of the original Sweatwave compilations, I believe.
Yeah.
I could be a complete liar, but I'm pretty sure. But yeah, they're definitely New Retrowave was very much into the Sweatwave scene when it was really, really hot and in the scene. And yeah, Team Sweatwave is definitely bringing back the sweat. They're going to bring it right around summertime. So yeah,
I can't wait.
All the ladies get to throw their clothes off and let's get physical. Nothing wrong with that. Last story of the day here. Let's see if we can pick out one more. Which one do you think we should pick to wrap it up here?
Well, I think, you know what? Let's do both. We can whip these off really fast.
All right, let's knock them out.
I just want to do a shout out to Von Kaiser from Michigan, USA. They've got an album coming May 4th. And I'm really excited about this because I'm a fan of their sound. And they've been teasing their a single they're about to drop any week now.
Oh, nice.
And it just sounds amazing. If you're a fan of The Midnight or Gunship, you know, synthwave along those lines, less synth, more band.
Okay, yeah.
Pay attention to these guys.
Really?
And, I'm hoping they actually trek over to Toronto for the Outland event so I can just meet them in person.
That sounds awesome. I love live bands, synthwave bands. I really, I think it really just adds so much to the dynamic. I mean, it's great. I mean, you know, hitting stems and stuff like that is cool too. And you can have a lot of audience interaction when you do that. But when you got, you know, live drums and live singing and keys and everything like that, it's just mind-boggling to really put on a synth show. And everyone's just so into it, you know. And let's see here.
So I guess what else we can talk about, I just want to do maybe another shout-out to Synthwave Redneck.
Oh, yeah.
Who's got his Tuesday YouTube show.
Oh, does he?
SR Weekly. And so he's been helping artists out by allowing them to submit their tracks, and then he'll play them on a show. So today he featured Sound Engine, The Affirmation, OM53, Honeybeard, From Nostalgia, DXO, and Neon Asteroid. So yeah, thank you, Synthwave Redneck, for helping these artists out.
Yeah, helping out your fellow synthwavers get heard. That's what it's all about. And yeah, so definitely check out Synthwave Redneck show. I gotta check that out. I don't even know that was out and about. So yeah, I get news on our own show, which is just fantastic. So more synthwaves. Very good, very good. So we're gonna go ahead and get ready to close out our very first show. And how you feeling, Neon? You think we did okay?
I hope so. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we didn't mess up too much, you know.
No.
No one's listening anyway.
Yeah. Nobody's out there, right? Yeah.
Nobody listens to anything synthwave, you know. It's just
They will.
We'll get you. Yes. Sooner or later, we will get you. But, you know, maybe today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon. But yes.
Dennis, thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, great. You're going to be back with me. Hopefully, if this thing takes off, we'll do a episode 2. And we'll make it a regular thing because we love talking about the news.
Well, there's no shortage of synthwave news.
Yeah, absolutely. And with that, we are going to go ahead and play you out. I love that that meme, so I just felt like saying it. Once again, my name is Dennis G. And
I'm Neon Fox.
And we will see you next time with the news. Till next time. Bye-bye.